It has certainly made Islam a part of its political life, at least since the time of President Zia. It has made radical Islam a part of its political life. And so that's now seems to be a deeply ingrained element of its political culture that makes things there very hard. I think Afghans are very sort of religiously moderate, conservative, but tolerant in their views compared to some of the attitudes that are fairly widespread, it seems, in Pakistan. Again, this is from someone who's never set foot there, so I have to caveat all of this. And, you know, Pakistan is a, it just faces, I mean, it has a, such a huge population and has such economic problems right now. Of course, it has a long history of very troubled relations with India that complicate anything you try and do there. The extreme sensitivity there to the presence of, you know, foreign troops. Certainly, you know, everybody says, well, we're just going to the Fatah and clean out those nests. Well, you know, you could do that in theory, but you only create another problem with the backlash against the presence of American or other foreign soldiers. So there are no easy solutions in Pakistan. There's no silver bullet out there that we're going to discover suddenly one day and sort of make the problem go away. I think for all those reasons, it's a deep challenge. And yeah, I mean, probably harder than Afghanistan. You could debate that for hours, quite inconclusively. But from where I sit, it sure looks like it's going to be a bigger problem. It is certainly one of those nuclear-armed countries, who, the instability of which is a bigger problem for the globe.